So, are you about to apply for your B1B2 visa, but you're a little worried that it might not get approved? How would you like to learn about four key things that you can do to better your chances of your B1B2 visa getting approved? So whether you are applying for a B1 visa, which is a business-based visitor's visa, or a B2 visa, which is a tourist-based visitor's visa, all four of these key things that I'm about to talk about apply to you. So pay attention, watch it all the way to the end. I'm really excited to share this information with you. Let's get started. So the first thing you can do is make sure that you have all the proof. What do I mean by this? Okay, remember, when you are applying for a visa, the official is trained in a sense that everybody is trying to immigrate to their country illegally. So what do you have to do to prove it otherwise? If you're applying for a tourist visa, then you need to prove your ties back home. So you need to submit paperwork that actually proves that you have a reason to go back home. You don't want to stay. So whether this is your job contract, you prove that you own a house or that you're paying rent somewhere, whatever it is, whatever paperwork you can find that can prove this, take this with you. And then if you are applying for a business visa, it's the same concept, except that you have to prove the company that you are working for. So for example, if you are applying for a B1, B2 visa because you're going to work on a yacht or you are working on a yacht, then you will supply things like your work contract, crew list, an itinerary, all these sorts of things. Now, on the other hand, you also have to prove the reason why you're coming to the States. So if you're coming on a tourist or a visitor's visa, you have to be able to prove that you've booked accommodation. Maybe you're going to some concert, you can have those concert tickets ready. And for the business side of things, for the yachties specifically, your proof here will be the itinerary that your boat is supplying, along with a letter from the captain. And I have done a whole separate video on that. I've given you a link in the description below that lists out all the documents from the boat that you would require for this. So number one is proof. Have the paperwork to prove your trip. Number two, this seems like a no-brainer, but it's still worth mentioning. Make sure that you have enough funds in your bank account to cover the expenses for your trip. Now, I believe that it's actually one of the required documents is that you, if you're applying for a tourist visa, that you have to print out a bank statement. Now, before you do this, make sure that you have enough money in your account that will actually cover your stay in the United States. Because if you don't have enough money, then it'll look like you're coming over and you might want to start looking for work because you're going to run out of money. Now, on the other side of that, if you are applying for the business visa, then, for example, if you're a yachtie, you wouldn't really need this because you are working on a boat and you're going to be there and you are going to get paid during your time there. So this one doesn't really apply to you that much, but your contract is really important. And then your contract, it stipulates your salary and that, you know, you are the boat's responsibility and all that other fun stuff. So number two, make sure that you can prove that you can afford it. Okay. So in the comments, please let me know if you know of anybody or if this has happened to you where you were denied a visa or whether you flew all the way to a country and you were denied entry. What was the reason that you were denied entry? Please let me know in the comments. I would like to hear all your stories and to find out more. Number three, be prepared and ready for the fact that you will have to explain whether or not you have relationships with anybody in America. So whether this is a sister, an auntie, an uncle, your partner, you have to explain to them that if you are coming over on this visa, that you're not intending to stay because of them. So because how it usually works is people can come over and they can stay with their friends or their siblings, and then these people will sponsor them to get so that they can start the process for the green card. So in your interview, if you get asked this, just know what your answer is going to be. And just make it clear to them that you're not intending to stay, that it is only a temporary thing, and make sure you've got the documentation to prove so. So the fourth thing that you need to take into account when applying for your visa, you should make sure that you don't have anything that can harm your application on your mobile phone. For when you are applying for your visa, because the officials have gone through people's phones before, and especially when you arrive, make sure that you don't have communication with people there, or, you know, your CV available and all these things. if an official goes through your phone, make sure that there's nothing on there that can hinder the process. Okay, so that's it for the four main things to keep in mind when you are applying for your visa. I hope you found this information helpful. And remember, if you know of anybody who is about to go and get their B1 B2 visa, please share this video with them. It could really help them out. And on the other side of things, if you have any questions, comments, concerns, let me know in the comments. And if you are interested in joining the yachting industry and you would have a whole bunch of questions, come and join us in our Facebook group. There is a whole team of us in there who are ready and waiting and happy to answer any questions you might have. It truly is a safe place to come and ask anything.